always been like, I don't know if I really believe in aliens. I didn't think I would ever see one. And it was bizarre how we like saw it at the same like moment. I don't even think you were like, babe, look at the sky. Like we kind of saw it at the same time. Yes. And then we both looked at each other and we're like, do you see that? Like,
yes. What? I kind of told you like, look up, like look at this. Like when I wanted to see if I was crazy, you know, because wow. Sometimes you could be like seeing something and I don't know, maybe I'm just freaking out myself.
Wait, I have a question. So how long did you guys see it for?
It was around 10 seconds.
Yeah.
No longer than that.
For the rest of the night, like I almost tripped a couple times because I was like looking at the sky the whole time we were walking home and I never saw it again.
Wow.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Nobody you know. That's right. Welcome to the Nobody You Know podcast. They might not be famous, but they certainly have a lot to say. Join Ash, SB, Emmy, and Gus as they discuss everything from celebrity gossip, trends, pop culture, hit movies and TV shows, social media, and even some juicy personal life experiences and opinions. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Nobody You Know, starring Ash, SB, Gus, and me, Emmy. I hope you're having a wonderful day, night, afternoon, wherever you're tuning in from. Grab your cup of tea, water, anything you want. Let's get started. So,
let's get to it, guys. And this is a special edition of Couch Time with the Nobodies, where we answer just random questions and like get to know us a little bit more. So, let's get to it.
All right.
Not necessarily only questions. Like, this could be anything.
True.
Yes, but we do get those burning questions from everyone.
Right. All righty.
All right, let's
start. Miss Emmy, are you going to start us off?
All right, yeah. So, question number one. What would you rather throw away, love or money?
We starting off strong today.
Holy poop.
What would you throw away, love or money?
Wait, but how much money?
That's the question, right?
Oh.
Nobody knows.
Right? Mm.
Who is going first?
Okay. I'm going to answer this one because I already know my answer. I'm a hopeless romantic. I'd rather be poor and have love. I'm just like this. I am who I am. I'd rather have love. I feel like love moves mountains, and love, there's nothing like it. So there's no value to it. So money comes and goes, but love is forever.
I agree. Money comes and goes, but I just like seeing money. Mula! I love it. So, yeah.
Hey.
What about you, Gus?
Money. That's it.
End of story. I mean, I'm with SB. Like, I'm not trying to give you the beauty pageant, like, answer to the question. Like, love me for loving love. But, I mean, I just feel like even if you have money, if you have no one to love, even if it's just, like, platonic love, like, friendship love, whatever.
Right.
Like, what's the point of having all this money if you don't have, like, someone that you love to share it with? But definitely money helps love too.
Yeah,
so.
But at the same time, like, what is the point of having the love of your life if you cannot eat?
True.
I mean, I think that's why this question is hard, because it's like how much money, how much love, it's a little broad, broad spectrum there.
Exactly. Comment below, what would you choose?
Money or love?
I mean, hunger would change things. Like, I think if you were starving, you might be like, bye. Like,
yeah, I mean, dirt poor or something else. Yeah, I mean, that puts things in a different perspective.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I mean. Like, I don't want love if I'm not going to be able to eat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Right.
So
right.
It's like...
But sometimes, like, love can get you money, too. Like, I mean, if you have love for people, like, they might donate money to you and give you some alms for the poor.
There you go!
But I could say the same thing. If I have the money, I could find the places to be and find love. So it's exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see
so
what you mean.
I feel like, you see, this question is either or. So it's like both of them are wrong. Both of them are right.
That's fair enough. That was the correct answer.
That is the correct answer. Yeah. Track the code.
Bing, bing, bing.
There you go.
What is our next question? Let's go. Let's get into it.
All right. Our next question. I'm looking over here.
I don't have any questions.
No. Was just something about, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but something about like, we were talking about this, like paranormal activity, anything like,
snap.
Like, yeah. Like sus that we've encountered in our lives.
Okay. So,
you guys want to take it off?
Let's start. So,
this is good, guys. This sorry. Is good.
It's creepy.
So, how can I say this?
We were walking the dog.
No. Yes. I think
details.
Yes. So, like, around 2 weeks ago, it was a normal night, a cold night, clear skies. We were walking our dog. It was around 6:30, 7:30, you know, around that time. It was already dark because we are in that period of change. Mm-hmm. So it's no light out. Mm-hmm. We were walking our dog normally. You know, I always wanted to see a UFO. Always. Mm-hmm. Like
he talks about it all the time.
All the time. And like every single night I look at the sky. Always. Every single night. Yeah. You know, like hoping I see something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, oh, the stars are beautiful. And he's like hoping to see weird shit.
I'm hoping to see something to move or like whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were walking our dog. This night, I wasn't looking up.
Go figure.
And we were about to get into the house. Like we were one block away. I look up and I see this very weird shape. It was kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it because it's something I have never seen.
It was weird because it was like I said, there was not a single effing cloud in the sky. Like
there was
literally
nothing.
It was like one clear of those skies. Like such a cold night that there's nothing but like little holes in the sky that are like the stars. Right.
Yes.
And so when we looked up, I agree with him. It was weird because it was like seeing a cloud, but there were no clouds. And then it's like, you know, when you look at like a iridescent like moonstone or something like where it's like and it moves and like you see purple or green or something. It was like this like smoky thing and then like it kind of like shimmered. It was like almost like it shimmered. And then all of a sudden I saw it too. And I don't even really like believe in this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I saw like what looks like the side of a spaceship. Like it was.
So it was like flying. It was up.
Yeah.
It wasn't stationed.
And it was weird because it looked up. Like it was coming through this guy, but like there was, I didn't see the whole thing. I just saw like a piece of it.
You know what's trippy though? Because if you guys were by yourselves, it would be like this story would be different. We'd be like, I was by myself.
Crazy.
It'd be like, I'm
you're just seeing stuff.
I'm just seeing things. But the fact that they both saw it, it's like a witness. Like they have a witness. Like when they told me this soon after it happened, I was kind of like in disbelief, like, wait a minute, what did you just see? I mean, it's crazy to really think about it because these are things that people for centuries have said they've seen and they've experienced and whatever. But like, I can't believe you guys actually saw.
Like, I know. And like I said, I don't believe in these kind of things really. Like I'm more inclined to like, I don't know, like believe in an angel or something than to like think that paranormal.
Exactly.
And like, I've never seen a ghost or anything. And I've just always been like part of that thought process that's like if you like open your mind up to it, like you'll start seeing it. Like that's what my mom always told me when I was a kid because I was so afraid that I would see a ghost. And she's like, well, if you just like don't invite that thought into your mind,
exactly.
Like it probably won't happen. And so like I've never seen a ghost and I'm happy about that. Knock on wood. But like I think because I've always been like, I don't know if I really believe in aliens. I didn't think I would ever see one. And it was bizarre how we like saw it at the same like moment. I don't even think you were like, babe, look at the sky. Like we kind of saw it at the same time.
Yes.
And then we both looked at each other and we're like, do you see that? Like,
yes. What? I kind of told you like, look up, like look at this. When I wanted to see if I was crazy, you know, because sometimes you could be like seeing something and I don't know, maybe I'm just freaking out myself.
Wait, I have a question. So how long did you guys see it for?
It was around 10 seconds.
Yeah.
No longer than that.
For the rest of the night, like I almost tripped a couple times because I was like looking at the sky the whole time we were walking home and I never saw
it
again.
Wow.
And it was, he kept being like, you saw it. And I was like, yeah, I saw it. And I feel like I was like, yeah, you were like, did you see that? But I think I was already kind of looking at the sky because there had been a drone like 20 minutes prior in a different area that we were walking in the neighborhood. And so I was like, fucking drones, like, because I had, you know.
Yes.
And so I was like kind of like looking to see, and this was not even remotely like a drone. Like, there's no way that thing was a drone.
So this is one of the things I look a lot of when I don't look a lot. How do you say? I look up a lot of things about aliens and these things. And one of the things that they say is like, if it has lights, it's an airplane. If it moves the certain way, it's an airplane. It's an object that we know what they are.
Okay.
This has no lights, no sound.
I was just going to ask, no sound.
And it didn't have anything, there was nothing, no blinking lights.
Nothing. And like, it literally was just like, bye.
That's
like,
insane.
That's how long it was. Like,
that's insane.
5 to 10 seconds maximum.
That is so creepy.
And it was almost like a time warp. Like, you know, like in movies when it's like, when something from another dimension like
appears
breaks
and disappears.
Through and then that's kind of what it felt like, because it was like shimmering but not shimmering, and it was only a piece of it, but then it was not there. It was so weird.
Yes, wow. It was super, super weird. And like, I still trying to look up and see, you know, and I, of course, I went online and I was like, have anybody seen this type of things?
Right, your area.
There is none, you know, like all of the things that people have seen is maybe an airplane or like a random... how do you say, you know, like these people who work at Area 51, you know, like, or whatever, you know, like these airplane shapes that are different.
Yeah.
So people are like, I saw none. It's like, no, it's people doing drills and all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
But this one is like, we're in the middle of Oregon. Like,
exactly.
There is no US base or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that they're doing this type of experiments. Right. At least not that we know. Maybe they are.
Not that we know of. Right, right.
But that's crazy.
That's insane, guys.
I mean, I still, every single night, sometimes when we go to bed or when we have to walk the dog for the last time, I'm like, am I going to be like taken?
Abducted. Yeah, I mean, the fact that you guys are here to tell the story is impressive, my friend. Like, I get goosebumps every time I hear this, because I literally believe you guys, because it's that insane. Like, it's that... It's out
That's
of this
crazy.
World. It's out of this
I
world.
I thought he would be more excited, but I think like you seem more worried now.
I think it's not that I'm worried. I think it's
like, were you thinking
it's real?
Right. Like, this is actually happening. Is that what you were thinking?
Yes.
Since you've been
wanting
to see one?
Yes, I've been wanting to see. But you know, like in my thoughts. My freaking tusks. I was like, they're going to come and they're going to appear in front of us and they're going to tell you.
And they're going to like snatch
like,
us.
Either that, you know, like you're dead or something weird. But I feel like it was literally like, I feel like they probably didn't even notice us or like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm kind of the mind that like, we're just not that exciting to them or something.
Yes. I think one of the articles that I was reading, I think that's kind of what it was saying, is like, they are there, but they are either waiting for us to be developed more, to be a real civilization, because we are right now, this is so, so crazy. So there is a lot of conspiracy theories and things like that.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
So there is types of civilizations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
So we are not even in type one civilization.
Okay. Interesting.
So we are below zero, you know, like we are 0.5. We are between 0.5 and 0.9.
Go figure.
Wow.
Because, so like when the civilizations are more developed, their type one is like they can control the earth, like they can control hurricanes, earthquakes, and things like that.
Okay.
Like civilization two, I think, is when they can actually travel
through galaxies.
Oh, wow. And it's something else. Like, I'm, you know, this is all conspiracies. Take me, like, I'm not, because I don't know. This is all what I hear.
Yeah, Google.
Yes, but so where we are right now is. Fighting to be civilization type one, where we're gonna be able to don't age, where we're gonna be able to don't, like, you know, like control the weather.
Yes.
But what happened in this moment is that this is the moment where the civilization gets so powerful. Sorry, the camera went off.
It's all good. We're on this, it with our cameras.
This is the moment where our technology is so advanced. The people are going to start fighting for power. What is it happening right now in the war?
Yes.
We are fighting for power.
For power.
So what happened to civilizations, other type of life, is in this moment, they kill each other.
Oh.
So this is the moment where we either survive and become that type one civilization.
Right.
Or we kill each other, which is very, yeah, very likely.
It's very real. Right. Exactly,
I mean, I like to think of the... I like to think that like they just either don't think we're that exciting, or maybe the way
they're
that
they're waiting for us to see
waiting, or maybe they like the way that they live and breathe like couldn't actually sustain itself like on our planet, like, and just like we might not be able to on theirs. I don't know.
Right.
No, I think that if they are here, they have the power to already travel.
Yeah.
And if they and if they can travel, they can stay here. I think what they're waiting is to see if we are capable to be that to type that, of that
I level. Mean, not to get like all spiritual or anything, but like it's interesting because you could look at like aliens as like some people could interpret that as like angels or something like supernatural. Actually there's like some really fascinating books if you're listening and you're really into this kind of thing. It's called Fingerprints of the Gods, and it's like all about ancient civilizations, like the Mayans and the Egyptians, and how like there's like actually a lot of archaeological evidence and just a lot of also conspiracy theories, but like some of it could actually potentially be true, where it's like maybe those civilizations were visited by aliens or angels. Because like what you're talking about like traveling through time or having the ability to look young forever, what like to some people you could interpret that as like
magic,
miracle, like or like a having like the power of like a like of God or something, you know, like it's just like everything is like subjective to like your own like I don't know. It's interesting.
And that's where it comes from, like how you call it, it depends on you, you know. You can call it God, you can call it magic, you can call it whatever you want to call it.
It's probably angels, like I don't know.
It's probably describing the same thing, but we are not there yet, so we don't know.
We don't have that capacity yet to see that. I mean, this sci-fi conversation is very intriguing. You can really dive into it. I mean, there's movies and there's shows about it. I mean, it's really intriguing, really, quite honestly. But I'm more of the person like I'd rather not know, and I'm better not knowing because that is trippy. Like, it is so insane to me. Like, it's crazy.
That's
it's really
why I
crazy.
Like to think of them as angels, because then it like doesn't bother me as much. And I'm like, maybe they're just like beautiful and they're going to come here and like heal us all or something. I don't know.
Right?
Like,
right.
I don't like the like big goobly, like, or like those crazy creepy eyes.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, I know I'm like glamorizing it.
We don't know how they look like. They could look like us. They could literally look like us. It could be just different. If they're in different environments, like another Earth, and if the other Earth has a gravity of, let's say, 12 or 5, they could be longer or they could be bigger. You know, it depends of their environment. That's how you shape.
Because,
for example, there is a planet, I don't remember the name of the planet, where the plants are black.
That's creepy.
But it's not because the plants want to be black. It's because the environment.
The environment.
So why is it green here?
If it's I was because gothic, of the environment. I would there.
Because of the sun, where it is, and like how it's located in the galaxy. It's so crazy.
It's
the colors and why, how does it work?
Exactly.
You know, another crazy thing, you know, to fight and to be that type one civilization, one of the things that we need to get is money to be a one currency.
Universal currency, complete.
You know how we have the US dollar, we have the pound, we have the yen, we have all this bullshit.
Yeah.
To be able to become a type one civilization, we need something like Bitcoin. To be the number, to be the...
Right.
Wow.
To be on the same page.
So like, you know, so that's why people say that right now we are fighting between, like, we are almost taking that step to be type one. We are in the stage where we can also just kill each other for power.
Right. Who will survive? Right. Whoa. We went deep in there, guys.
It is crazy,
it's
right?
Interesting. Nuts.
I feel like sometimes you connect some of the dots. You are like, am I crazy? Am I becoming a crazy guy?
Yeah.
Right.
Or maybe no. Like,
or is it
this actually
finally adding up?
I mean, like, when we went on vacation and we watched, we literally binge watched Ancient Aliens. On TV for how many hours?
For like 2 days.
Two days, several hours. Like, by the end of it, we were like, maybe there's a lizard man out there, Sasquatch, or like and like aliens everywhere. Like we started, like I did feel a little bit crazy after a while. Yes. It was very interesting show though. So
right.
It was fun.
It's I feel like it's kind of crazy because some of those episodes are very good, and some of them you can tell that it's totally bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So it's like it's so hard to take it seriously, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's so interesting to know a little bit more than just what people tell you.
Right. Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And I think this is kind of like. For everything, you should not only get my word, like you should also try to find three different sources.
Absolutely.
And then create
absolutely.
Your own opinion mm-hmm. and see mm-hmm. like, absolutely. Maybe you're right, maybe yeah. you're not, maybe we're crazy.
Absolutely. Right.
The best was when like, when a new episode started and they're like, and then a man was visited by a creepy, like underground lizard man. And then, and this sighting happened in XXX and XX, and it literally named our exact town. City and town that we live in, and we tripped out. We're like, oh my god,
no.
I was like, we're gonna get abducted by the lizard man.
Oh my god,
but we're still here, you guys. We're still here. So. Yes.
The craziest thing about that one is that, yes, so there is a couple, there is one episode where they talk about it, and they literally say the city, the town, everything. And it was around 1984, I think, 1990s. Okay. When the guy saw it,
uh-huh.
those guys disappear.
Oh my god!
So like the people who saw it or who believe they saw it, they are no longer. They're either taken,
right,
or
it's a crock of shit,
or it's a crock of shit. Yeah.
I mean that particular episode did seem like a little less believable but than some of
yes,
the other ones.
It is.
It was like in
but
the
you know what is kind of funny, that in every type of. No, I don't want to say like country, no country or like civilization mm-hmm. in the earth. There is a story similar to the lizard guys.
So
it's kind of like, are they actually real? Right, because right. how is it? It's kind of like when you find dragons. Mm-hmm. Were they real? Were they not? Mm-hmm. But how is it possible that every single type of, you know, like the Mayas and all this? Mm-hmm. I'm not
there's
saying
there's stories and, right. and there's mm-hmm. legends right. and there's nah. pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
You know how all there are. Connected, like how this it person who was in Alaska and this person who was yes. in China saw the same thing.
With thousands and thousands right. of
when there was
apart.
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's like ancient texts about this, like the same description for this man who could, you guys, I guess you could interpret him as some type of god or like God himself or mm-hmm. something. And it's an ancient text and his description is exactly the same. Like for them, like I think it was the Mayan, and then from some other civilization that was like in Africa, and at that time in the world, there was literally no way for those people to come
communicate
over, to communicate at all. Yeah. Like there was not boats going there,
no translators,
right. like right. nothing. There's no effing way these people saw the same. Or, like, talked about it.
Right.
And so, like, they saw the same person because they described him to the T.
Wow.
But, like, how is it possible?
How right. is it possible?
Like, where did the dude come from?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so crazy when you start to think yeah. about it. Like, it makes you think of the bigger questions. And, mm-hmm. you know, at the same time, if you think of the people right now, you are like, how far are we actually are?
Yes.
Because right now, a whole lot of our people are... care more about what the Kardashian says.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Reality TV. Right.
Including us. We've talked about
right.
it before.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kardashian. No. Yeah. Yeah. Including us, including like 95% of the
right.
care more about something
our Instagram
stupid.
Captions. Yeah.
Of like, are we really there? Like, who are we? How are we going to be better as a human? Mm-hmm. How can we, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At the same time, sometimes it's hard to believe that there is things to be created.
Yes.
Right. When you see your world, you know, right now, when you can have literally everything in your Apple Watch.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't yeah. have to memorize anything.
Nothing.
You can Google anything you want.
You can Google. Yep.
Right.
So, like, it's hard to think that there's things to invent, but there is so many things that there could be invented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes you question. Sorry. It makes you question, like you said, like, how far behind we are. Like, are we really that behind? Are we puppets? Are we the ones, like, are we the laughing stock? Are we so behind on things? Because... It could be there could be something bigger than what we know.
Oh.
Right, or maybe right it's just that eyes. They feel like we don't want, like we're not interested. Not so much that like we can't figure it out, but like that we don't deserve
the humans
to
are not
know
interested.
More.
Yeah,
like
no, that's yeah. what I'm saying.
Until we like are like, yes, share your knowledge.
Enlightened.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Why would they? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's it's the own humans. I feel like our own. We don't care about, like, you know, like, our goals are no discovering and things. Like, it's just the goals of a couple little group that maybe have enough money to make it happen. Right. Everybody else is just trying to survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and it's hard not to blame them because we are trying to survive as well.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Right
now,
we cannot be like, oh, I'm going to discover the planet that is in 100 million light years.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, we don't have the resources. We don't have the money.
No.
You know, so it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the same time, I don't blame society for not being able to, because that's kind of what...
But we could at least talk about it more.
But that's the thing. I was just going to get into that. Society leaves a lot of things, like, they don't disclose a lot of these things either.
They don't disclose it, but I also feel like...
Public.
I mean, people don't have like that thirst, like the pursuit of knowledge. You know, like people used to go to the public forum, like in the square, you know, like, and they would openly like discuss like their thoughts, and like it wasn't even to be like, this is right and this is wrong. It was just like to have discussions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're living in a time where like that's not happening very often. Right.
But maybe it could be, and like a way to do it is... example, things like this.
Like this.
No, this is like so fun talking about this kind of
thing. On YouTube, on podcasts, and you know, like, and like, bring all the people. Like, that's kind of what we want. We
the
want
curiosity.
To bring up this
the curiosity of people. That's what it is. Yeah.
I feel like this could be our square, or, you know, like, and we can have even more people because we can connect millions just through a camera. Yeah.
Exactly.
Guys, we're having a revelation right now.
Revelations.
It's filming and it's on tape and everything.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Let us know if you like this type of episodes. We can do definitely more. So please comment in.
And comment below, like, any weird paranormal, like,
activity.
Experiences you've had, or maybe like you've had an angel like experience, or like
we'd love to hear your stories.
We'll do ghosts in another episode. We'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll leave that one off the table for now. But
So
we're curious, like, anything happened to you guys? So let us know.
It is pretty interesting. I kind of love this type of stuff.
It's intriguing because you want to know more.
You do want to know more.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, you want to find the answer. Like, you want to get to the you want to solve the problem, but how do you get there? You know, who do you believe? Like, through history, what is, like, how much does history tell us?
It's kind of crazy, but history tells us everything that is going to happen. Everything. We are not good at looking at the past, because we've been taught the past is the past.
History.
Leave it behind.
Well,
no. But most of the time,
if you read the Bible, you don't feel that way.
True.
There's a lot of predictions and revelations that I don't even want to think about.
Right.
Yeah, but at the same time, throughout history, like, if you look at the past, you can actually know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at 100 years from now. 100 years from now, they were also in a pandemic.
They were. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Then something else happens with war. You know, like, it's like
a pattern.
It's a pattern.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
I was complaining to Gus, like, I really wish that I was living in like the time of enlightenment, like, or like, you know, like the golden age, like, you know, like, not, I don't want to be that, like, it feels right now, and I don't want to be like a sad cat or Debbie Downer, whatever the word is.
Like,
it feels like we're living at the end of something instead of the beginning, but I shouldn't think that way.
Yeah, no, but I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Like, I'm like the golden age. Like, give me the new, like, discovering a new kind of music or like a style of dressing, or just like everybody's really excited to discover something.
I feel like we all miss, not just you, but like the simpler times where we weren't worried so much. We weren't worried as much. Yeah. We didn't feel like the end is near. Like, we didn't, nothing scared us. It feels like simpler times. I see what you mean.
What has happened is, since the internet came in, cycles have run way faster because we have so much knowledge at the tip of our fingers, that everything goes even faster than it was before. Mm-hmm. And when you say, for example, about the music, new music, a lot of new music has been created in the past 20 years.
Right.
New sounds, new things, like completely different. The thing is that there is so much happening that we are not even realizing how important those switches are.
Yeah, because it didn't feel like it was this dramatic, or it didn't like let us allow it to soak in or something.
Right, everything is going on so fast.
It's going on so fast. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like what we talk about last one of the past episodes. Like, you know, like one song lasts 2 days.
Two days,
yeah. We were talking about quantity instead of quality.
Yes. And it's not because they don't want to produce one song that is amazing. The problem is the...
We live in such a fast-paced
environment that's kind of what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you actually look out through history from the 1995s to like 2010, there is a lot of crazy happenings in the music.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's insane when you actually, you know, like, because there was electro music, auto-tune, everything, you know, so all these things that actually combine all these sounds that make it wow.
But it's still a combination of all the past decades where I feel like there were some decades where the sound was so...
No, it was created. There is new sounds being created.
Right. But I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, trap music.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Electronic music.
Techno. Yeah. Right.
Those are new.
House music.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's funny how you mentioned that because it literally went from a record player to a tape player to a CD to a digital file. I mean, in the span of this, that's how fast things go. It's incredible. It's incredible how just...
We were on cassette tapes for a while. I remember that's like what you gave your crush at school was you made them a mixed cassette tape and cassette you had tape. To listen to the radio, right? So like, say I have a crush on you. I'm like, okay, I want to get...
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
Like, I want to give... Okay, like, I'm like, okay, the hit song on the radio right now is like No Doubt Spider West, for example. I have to sit by the radio, sitting, waiting for the song to come on, record it on my little cassette and like, you know, you want to
put it in and it would record by itself.
Yeah, but you had to have...
You had to press it.
You had to have a thing that like recorded.
Yeah. And you have to put it in the right tape because if not, you wouldn't record it either.
Yeah, of course.
And then you would like put it in a little cassette holder and you'd handwrate all the songs that were on it.
I mean, that's wholesome.
Yeah,
no,
it was cute.
No, the effort.
It was
cute.
The effort, right.
You have to do this. No, like I remember, like I would even... Not me, but I knew people that would like request a song on the radio, right? And they would actually put it on, right? And they would wait till the host was done speaking, and then they would start playing, start recording, and then and right before the host would start starting to speak, because they didn't want the host's voice in the recording. So like, it was a lot. It was a lot to go into that for a song.
So much work.
It was a lot.
I think that's one of why sometimes people like that sound, that old sound. Mm-hmm. And it's not because they like the old sound, it's because it has certain style because of the way that it was produced. Mm-hmm. So you always have a... always.
Like that little tapey sound.
But not because of... It was because that's the how it was recorded and everything.
Right.
And the environment and the technology. Mm-hmm. Like, us, we will never hear that sound again.
No.
Because everything is so perfectly done these days that...
Yeah.
The silence is unless there's very bad record. Which is very hard to do these days because even an iPhone record is amazing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Or like something, a memory I completely forgot. Remember, I don't know if all of you guys would remember this, but like when you would get one of those disposable cameras or any camera and you had to take the film into like Walgreens or Rite Aid and like develop it.
Yes.
I kind of forgot about that because now it's just like you have your pictures phone.
You only have like 12 pictures, something, 34. I think it was something around like there.
Yeah. Well, and I remember like, you know, like you always had to be worried like, oh, did I take a picture of my friend like in her bra? And like the guy developing it's going to see. Like, you know, you had to like think about that kind of thing.
I remember. Yeah. And like, I would get so excited to get my, to pick up my pictures. Oh, they're ready at the pharmacy. Go ahead.
And you would like get doubles so you could give them to your friends. And, like, so crazy. Or I also remember running with a Discman, but like it would skip like every...
Every couples, second,
because like you're trying to run with it, like holding it in
I
your
never
hand.
Had a Discman.
I had to like borrow it from my cousin or something. Like I didn't have it on a regular basis, but I would try to run with it, which was stupid. I think I just wanted the world to see that I had like, a Discman in that moment, because like you were like the cool kid or the rich kid if you had it.
like a
CD player,
it's like this big.
Okay.
And it opens, yeah. and you
got it.
And okay. It's like a Walkman, but for
cool,
a CD.
Cool, cool.
CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But like you, like it would skip a lot. Like if you bounced, if you were like bouncing around or something. Yeah. But like you'd always see people trying to work out, like holding this, like literally, like holding something like this,
yeah,
and
yeah.
you'd be like working out, holding it.
Like you couldn't put it in your pocket, like an iPod. You know what I mean?
I'm done.
Yeah.
No. I mean, when the iPad came in, it was insane.
Mm-hmm. Literally, so it's changed just like, the game. Mm-hmm. It changed the game.
So we see so much change in technology in the past 20 years. It's like insane. Any jump,
so
out of a blink of a second. I mean, again, in the next 5 years, we're gonna be like, we were using computers. Like what?
Right.
Yeah.
No, and then the iPhone came out, and then that's when you can just have everything on just one device. You know, camera, music and a cellular device in one. Yeah. So it's just like it really just changed.
Yeah. I mean, that's also a good thing to know which companies are going to die and which companies are not.
Right.
Because
who can keep up?
Because, for example, Kodak, that was the one who was revealing all the pictures.
Yeah.
That was the biggest company for all of that. The second things became more digital. They didn't innovate. Who's Kodak? I don't think people know what Kodak is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They just probably see the filters.
But nothing else.
The same thing with the iPhone. Who was the one who dominated the market at the time? BlackBerry.
BlackBerry, yeah.
I mean, BlackBerry was cool.
Yeah,
it
no,
was.
BlackBerry.
It was awesome.
Like and people awesome. Thought like, no, you will never change your full...
Your thumb.
Your full...
Keyboard.
Your
full keyboard. For just a screen.
A touch screen. Yeah.
A touch screen, right.
What happened in the next 2 years? Who knows BlackBerry assist?
Right. You were the shit if you had a BlackBerry.
Oh,
you were like a little business person.
Oh, yeah.
My good friend
had one of those. I was so jealous.
Oh.
But I remember I had like a little silver Samsung flip phone and I had like a little Playboy bunny case on it. And it was my first cell phone ever. It was, I know, it was, I was a senior in high school.
Iconic.
I know, but like my grandma was like, why do you have a Playboy? She was upset with me that I had a Playboy bunny phone case, which now looking back on it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that was scandalous of me.
No, that's so iconic.
Look at my life.
And then, I remember when everyone got the pink razor.
I wanted one so bad. I was like 7, and I wanted one.
The pink
so
razor.
So we were 7. You were 7.
The pink razor was
the
live.
Razors.
Yeah.
I had a phone, and it was popping back in the day. You guys remember the Sidekick where it would flip? And it had the keyboard?
Uh-huh.
That was it.
And
that
you
was
felt
it.
So like badass because you're like, and you just like flip it and you're like, bam.
Oh, man. I was the cool kid on the blog with my little Sidekick. It was everything. It was everything.
I will say that, like, yes, the iPhone is the best. But like, there's something about the action of like opening a razor, opening a BlackBerry, opening the Sidekick. You don't get that. Like, you can't just like.
After a phone call. Like that.
Yeah. But you felt so like sexy business. You're like, bam, bitch. Like,
it just didn't
hit
the
not scene. Really, because they try to bring it back. And
No. It's just a feeling. It's not like I actually want it, but it's just like.
Moment. It's in the moment.
It's the nostalgia of that feeling in the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, it's just like how do you explain it when with the black card? Everyone wants it because it hits so hard when you throw it on tray. No, they do.
Yes,
trust me. They like how heavy it is, and so they can throw it on the table and be like,
"Yes,
yeah."
But at the same time, you can get the platinum. That is the same thing. You can get the gold card. That is the same thing. You can get the Apple card.
Yeah, but the black card is what started it, and then it made everyone want it because they wanted that heavy thing that indicated that they were rich because their card was
ching,
heavy.
Ching.
The black card. If you have a black card,
you
that
are
means
rich.
You're rich.
Yeah. Period.
That's it.
Yeah.
Point blank.
You have to spend at least, I think, it's around $250,000 a year.
Yeah.
On the car, at least.
Minimum. Yeah.
Hmm. And to be invited, and not necessarily if you spend that much money means that you're gonna be invited.
Right.
It's insane, like the full system of that. And I think the
qualified.
How is it called? The annual fee is like 10K.
Easily.
It's insane.
Oh, wow.
No, of course. Yeah. It's elite.
Yeah. It is elite.
Yeah, if you have a black card, you're rich or super famous. Like.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Anyways. Yeah. But it's all about flexing. You know, it's the same thing with the phone. What will people get a phone, an iPhone?
Yeah.
Because it's like flexing, like, I have an iPhone.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
but now everyone has it, so is it really that exciting?
It's still very exciting compared to the war. If you see the war, if the United States is the only country that actually the iPhone is the majority.
I mean, like, I've seen homeless people with iPhones.
Yes, yes. Go figure. United States.
Yeah.
Right. Everywhere else, no.
Yeah, right. Like, I remember, like, I was really shocked when you went home to Colombia to visit, and you were saying, like, oh, like, not everyone here has an iPhone.
No. And if they have an iPhone, it's the iPhone 6.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, unless the rich people. The rich people that, of course, have iPhones. Mm-hmm. But most of the people know they
it's
have
just not the common
Huawei, some other companies.
Mm. Yes.
Because,
yeah.
You know, it's just a flex. The thing is that when you are in countries like this, that flex becomes something else.
It's just
then
it's
your
car. Yeah.
Then it's your something else.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Crazy. It's just...
Right?
I love this episode. We were for aliens
we went
to money.
I love it.
To money. Yeah.
We started with love of money. We went to aliens. And
we ended with the black card.
Yeah. Yes. And then with the black card.
Call us.
Yes.
That is no, don't call them because there is actually a black card that is for people to pretend they have a black card, but it's actually the card to help you rebuild your credit score.
Okay, so Amex black card calls.
Specific.
It actually doesn't matter. We'll rep any of your credit cards.
Very true. Very true.
If you want us to, let us know.
The inbox is open. It's open. The DMs are open. So.
All right.
All right. I think that's a rapidy wrap, you guys.
Successful couch time with nobody you know.
Yeah. I like this one. I feel like it's one of my favorites.
Of course.
Yeah.
Super good.
Let us know if you feel the same way.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, check the website, check everywhere. No, thank you so much. Thank you very much for listening, watching, whatever you are. And see you in the next time.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys and gals. This was Nobody You Know. Literally. Remember to hit like and subscribe and leave us a comment. Have a question for the guys or a topic you'd love them to discuss? Get in touch. You can find us on all socials at nobodyyouknow_podcast. See you next time.